This is Ian Placid in association with Ben's Collectors Records. I'm here at the Guildford Spectrum. I'm here with first team coach Dan Goodall and club captain James Glover after an incredible 2-1 win after being 1-0 down. I'll ask you, Dan, but they didn't stop, did they? And they got the reward in the end to win 2-1.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first 45 minutes, I don't think the scoreline really resembles how the half went. I think it was probably the best 45 minutes football-wise that we've played as a group this season. And then obviously we had a goal disallowed with Will, and I thought we were quite unlucky to go behind. I mean, it was a penalty. So yeah, going 1-0 down I thought was quite disappointing. But to get the pen just before half-time and going at 1-1, I think was, it made our job slightly easier at half-time. I think if we went down into the change room at 1-0 down at half-time, I think it would have made it a bit of a harder sort of team talk. But yeah, the boys battled back into the game, and I think for large parts of the game we were in control today.
James, captain, working with the young side as well, these wins are just keep coming and we're just doing well in the table.
Yeah, I say to lads in the huddle before every game, I say we're a unit this year. We may not be the best individually, we may not have the biggest budget in the league. I say if we stick together and we become a unit, we're fitter than any team. We'll get these late wins, we'll stick together and we'll be stronger than everyone else in the end. And I think it's shown with the results we've got this year.
Changing room must be absolutely buzzing after that.
Yeah, it's buzzing. I want to go back in there and
Cheers. We've got another game on Wednesday. It used to be the case where we used to fear playing here. Another win. Wednesday, yeah, we might have some injuries, but we probably are excited to play Wednesday, excited to play Saturday, game after game. We're getting points.
Yeah, definitely. I think last Saturday obviously was disappointing, and we said to the lads when we got here today, the lovely thing about football is it's not very long until you get to right the wrongs. And obviously today, they're on a high from today, and they'll be buzzing to get going again on Wednesday. Having a game every 2-3 days, I think, especially young lads that we've got, 18, 19 years old, want to be playing football. So another game in a few days, followed by Saturday again, can only help us keep the momentum going. So yeah, we're really looking forward to Wednesday night.
We were just saying, I don't think anyone in their wildest dreams would imagine 18 points in 7 games. What a start, and just exciting for the club.
Yeah, I think definitely, because we're a new side, as you guys know. We're pre-season, we turned up, we didn't know realistically where we were going to be at. And at the start of pre-season, if you had told us 18 points from the first 7 games, we would have been dreaming. So yeah, very, very happy with the amount of points we've accumulated right now. But we stay grounded. So Tris, Chris, Mo and myself, we stay grounded. We know that the season's long and we're not getting carried away with the first 7 games. But as you saw today, every game's tough. Every game's tough, whether you're home or away. So this league's a challenge for us, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Pleasure. Thank you, Ian.